You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Bottom line, a compass points the way, but the power map shows you the way in your organization.
Why did I become an executive coach? I saw lots of great people fail to get ahead at work, while their much less talented peers blew right past them. That made me furious, but also curious. What were great people getting wrong? It came down to helping them re-examine what drove success and then helping them make critical shifts, one hard truth at a time.
Feel like you're doing everything you were told, but you're not moving ahead at work nor having the impact you seek? Then welcome to 97% Effective with Michael Winderoth, where we skip feel-good, happy talk and engage experts in pointed conversations about what it really takes to move the needle at work and your career. So if you feel stalled or frustrated, or seek that extra edge as you move to the next level, then look no further. This is the Hard Truths Playbook you never got.
Hi, I'm Michael Winderoth, and you're listening to 97% Effective. You want to get promoted or make your big initiative succeed. And you understand the hard truth that the best person or idea on paper unfortunately, doesn't always win. In fact, it's your interpersonal and political skills that's the differentiator that most advances things in organizations. But still, you get it, but you feel overwhelmed. Where to start? Where to focus your time at work? Wouldn't it be great if you had a map? A map that showed you how to get from point A to point B in your company, avoiding the detours, dead ends, shifting winds. In today's short episode of 97% Effective, we're going to do just that. Give you a map. I'll share a powerful and practical tool that will give you clarity, a plan of action, so you get that promotion, you make that initiative succeed. That tool is the Power Map. It's a versatile, practical tool I developed years ago that has been a game changer for thousands of executives I've worked with in accelerating their careers or becoming more effective at work. In this episode, we'll review the Power Map tool. First, why and where you need it. Second, how to apply it, focusing on key steps. And third, some examples so you put it in practice. By the end of this episode, you'll have the Power Map, enough to start to apply it to your situation and identify what you've been overlooking or ignoring. And that will get you focused on where you need to spend your time so you really move the needle at work. To get the most impact, I recommend you download a copy of my one-page Power Map tool on my website and start your own Power Map, focusing on your situation as you listen. Let's dig in. First, why and where you need the Power Map. In my book, Get Promoted, I present a powerful three-step framework for getting ahead: the rock, the map, and the snowball. To review, the rock is about getting real, the hard truth. The map is about getting strategic, and the snowball is about getting doing. Step one, the rock, is about doing the hard things that really move the needle at work, like building strong networks, getting sponsors, communicating with impact, for example. And not listening to feel-good cliches and leadership advice that are untethered from reality. Be yourself. Share your weaknesses. Most people get the hard truth. But once you've embraced the rock, you need to leap off and apply those learnings. But where do you leap to? And how do you do it? That's where step two, the map, comes in. Like a map, you need to know where you want to go, and you want to assess the best routes that will get you there. the detours, shortcuts, the fastest routes. Let's face it, there's no shortage of meetings and things you can do at work. In fact, if we're perfectly honest, most of what we do at work is a waste of time. You need to know what will get you to your destination, what routes to take, how to do it, and what to avoid. It would be great if such a map existed. But in fact, it does. It's the power map that you're going to create. The power map is about ensuring you get strategic. And that comes down to two things. Number one, how you spend your time. Strategy is about choice. It's just a fancy word for what you say no to, or how you reallocate how you spend your time, sometimes on the hard things, not the simple, easy ones. And second, where with who you spend your time. Because the hard truth is that organizations are made up of people. And people are two things. First, they're irrational, but they're irrational in very predictable ways. And two, some people have more power or control or influence in organizations. And you need to know who's on that critical path. So you need a map which shows you the critical path and who lies on it. Because when you see the path, things become much clearer about the steps you need to take or what you need to become aware of. As Abraham Lincoln said, "A compass, I learnt when I was surveying, it'll point you true north from where you are standing. But it's got no advice about the swamps and deserts and chasms you'll encounter along the way. If in pursuit of your destination, you plunge ahead, heedless of obstacles, and achieve nothing more than to sink in a swamp, what's the use of knowing true north?" Bottom line, a compass points the way, but the power map shows you the way in your organization. Second, let's look at how to use the power map, the practical steps. Here, it can be helpful to pull out the one-page tool downloaded off my website, which lays out step-by-step what to do. Step one, where to start, is to write down your goal. Most people don't do this. Is that getting a promotion? Is that getting resources for your change initiative? Is that launching a new product? Remember, if you have no destination, any road will lead you there. Next, and think hard about this, who is the one person, if you could pick only one person, who if they got behind your initiative, your goal, the chances of it happening would vastly increase? Who has the most power and influence? Remember, to start and pick only one person. Write that person's name down on the middle of a sheet of paper and then list the following. What are their business needs? The things that they care about? What gets them promoted? Where do they want to be at in 1 year? What does success look like to them? Then write down their personal needs. What might they personally care about? Exposure, influence, looking good. And then write down their background. Where do they go to school? What did they study? What departments have they worked in? What kind of person are they? How do they show up? And then, who most influences them? And who are they most connected with in the organization? Now list a second person who has the most power and influence to affect your goal. Go through the same steps. List their business needs, their personal needs, their background, and who they're connected to in the organization. As you list these key people and you lay out the things that they care about and where they come from, you'll emerge with a map, a people map, a map of the political and power landscape, which often doesn't resemble an org chart. An executive assistant, for example, might be the right hand that's a gatekeeper that sways and gives access to a key executive. With the power map, as you build this out, you'll emerge with a clearer picture of who is important, but more importantly, influence conduits and influence assets. Influence conduits, who influences them? What is the path to influencing them? And influence assets, what types of things do they care about that influences them? The question then becomes how you can harness that knowledge to advance towards your goal. As you put together the power map, you'll emerge with a sense of what you know and what you don't. That's important because if you don't know certain things about people, about their motivations, who they're connected to, you'll need to know. You need to be a detective. Directly ask some of them, ask others who may know, or simply be very observant. There is an unwritten set of relationships and rules in an organization. And if you want to navigate it and achieve your goals, you need to find them out. And finally, the last and final step in this very brief introduction to the power map is that the power map shows you the forest and asks you to then, when you've outlined it, to take action. What can I do in the next week to start advancing? Do I need to get a meeting or visibility with someone? Do I need to better influence the gatekeeper? Or do I need to start to build a relationship with someone on my critical path? And by doing that, you're essentially moving to step three in the three-step framework, the snowball, because nothing happens, as Einstein said, until something moves. The difference here is when you're applying and doing, you are pushing in a direction where there's power and influence because you've mapped it out.
You've been listening to 97% Effective with your host, Executive Coach Michael Winderoth. If this interview is making you think, make sure to share it with a friend. Now, back to our interview.
Finally, in the last part here, are a few short, concrete examples of how the power map has revealed insights that's helped clients. The situation, getting promoted. In my book, I give the example of Marta. Her boss wasn't a huge sponsor for her and not very influential in the organization. Her boss's boss favored others over her and in fact didn't know her well. She was essentially frustrated, stalled, overlooked, ready to leave the company despite doing amazing work. Marta's power map insight. The person who could actually move the needle on her career. She wanted to get promoted. She wanted to take on greater, wider responsibility. Was an SVP three levels up in the organization. She realized in laying out her power map that certain things that she did with the commercial strategy appealed to his group and would further his objectives. She needed to be seen. She needed her work to bring value to that group. She also realized her boss's boss barely knew her. She realized that he cared about one key account, and he cared about media exposure. And she found ways to provide that because the key account was the one that she managed. And she found ways to make him look good, which moved that relationship to neutral positive and got him recommending her to present to the top. Another example, starting a new role on the right foot. Alex, a senior project manager, had to lead change. And that was the ticket also to becoming a director in her company. But she was not seen as leadership material by the core group of VPs who sat on the promotion committee. Alex's power map insight. She realized she had no visibility with the central group of small VPs. And she got feedback that she was seen as more reporting what was going on versus actually leading change. When she mapped out the power map, she realized the group of VPs was very hard to get access to. But as she put it together, she realized one of the top executive assistants to the most powerful VP in that group, who was the gatekeeper, also was someone that Alex had worked with in the past. That executive assistant enabled her and gave her advice on how to get visibility, how to speak in certain ways that that group would see as leader-like. She also took on volunteer roles that put her in the line of sight and enabled her to start building relationships with some of those VPs. The third example is advancing a cause. And here, Greg, client of mine, was in charge of innovation in his company. But his initiatives were continually suppressed by regional bosses who had other priorities. They weren't willing to take risk because it would affect their P&L and affect their annual bonuses. They couldn't see what he was doing was related to key revenue goals or how it could possibly help him. Greg's power map insight. When Greg mapped out the landscape of his global multinational, he found that there were allies in corporate who would be very interested in gaining insights and launching some of the innovations that he proposed in his region. To create air cover and get allies, he learned how to frame things in such a way and to get access to some of those people in corporate to present their ideas. This enabled him to get allies and to bring in the CFO who would create new set of metrics that would enable him and his regional bosses to get credit for the work that they were doing, even if it didn't map to the core priorities of the company at the time. Getting promoted, advancing a cause, starting a new role on the right foot, but also surviving a reorganization, leading a change initiative, or making lateral moves. The power map can help. In summary, we've looked at why the power map is important, so you're strategic, how to use it step by step, and provided practical examples so you can see it in practice. As my clients say, it gives so much clarity to see reality and where and how to focus to take or create the paths that will accelerate them and their causes. In so doing, they realize what they don't know, where they are not making good use of their time, and how many opportunities are actually there, but they're not taking advantage of. You can move mountains, but you need to know where to push. To go deeper on this topic, check out the show notes. You can download the tool on my website, pick up Get Promoted, my book, which is both in paper, electronic version, and now in audio. Chapter 9 covers the power map in depth with multiple examples. You can also listen to selected episodes here on 97% Effective that I've highlighted in the show notes, which talk about various aspects of mapping out the power landscape. Finally, reach out, share your successes with the power map or challenges you encounter, or if you need help. I'll be creating another follow-up episode to address questions and the top mistakes people make with their power maps. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to 97% Effective, where we skip happy talk and help you break through and ascend one hard truth at a time. Help others discover this show. Leave a review and rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, you can get free resources, including the first chapters of Michael's book, Get Promoted, on his website, www.changwinderoth.com. That's www.changwenderoth.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.